working there.
Right. There's a national organization called Every Library that works pro bono to help with this kind of transition. Also will help in terms of the campaign committee, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute. They will help as much or as little as wanted. Not that they'll interfere, but they've done this. They've been very successful, and they've been very successful in terms of helping pass levies with an 80, I believe it's an 86% success rate across the country.
The other thing,
they will help us with the legal aspects of that, of what other places have done. We have so much on our plate right now that we're studying and trying to gather information. As soon as the levy passes, we will be focused on financing. We're working on a 5-year budget right now that we're going to be looking at a draft at our meeting tomorrow.
Hearing what you guys are saying and being through, and Mr. Pendle's here, he can probably, not to throw you under the bus, you can probably speak to taxes that have and haven't passed. I know Commissioner Wyatt can speak to taxes that have and haven't passed. I'll be honest with you, I don't know that you're ready for it to be on the ballot. So if you look at the 911 tax, if you look at previous taxes that haven't passed, if you're still, a quote that was said a little bit ago is that a lot of the details won't be figured out until after the tax passes, you're already behind. That is not a proper way to put something on the ballot. And I don't know that it's responsible for me or for this commission to put something on the ballot whenever quotes like that are said. So I don't know that the discussion doesn't need to be, hey, let's, because we're early. We have 5 years to put it on the ballot, correct?
Yes. The library will be closing.
You said they're closing regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, and I understand the urgency.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that we're ready for it to be on the ballot whenever I hear things such as, we don't know what the details are going to be, we just got to pass this tax, and then we'll figure it out. Because if the voters hear that...
Well, just in response, that was in a question of where will your building be? That was specific question.
It wasn't. Ms. Redford said that long before that discussion about the building. This was a quote I wrote down about 7 or 8 minutes ago.
Yeah, in terms of
bonding or local, local banks.
It would have to be bonds. You can't.
They are not going to be willing to talk to us until we know we've got a levy passed.
Do you know what the salaries are going to be? How many employees you're going to hire? You already know all that information.
That's what we're working on right now with the budget. That'll be known here shortly. We just haven't, with 5-year budget, we're talking to other current operating publicly funded libraries to see, because it's not, what we currently have here would be an unsatisfactory public library, right, with what's going
on
right
number,
here.
Right.
So what, we can't use these numbers. We have to go out and try to find one that looks more apples to apples to where we are and where we want to be versus where we are currently. So those would be details that would be worked out in the next few weeks prior to. The public campaign wouldn't start truly until June and really ramp up in July. And we're working on those details right now in terms of language and dialogue to have with the voter, with the campaign committee.
Set of FAQs that will answer that. We'll have a website that answers people's questions. One thing that we found out is the Department of Labor will not allow us, when we have the new library that is a public library, we will not be able to use volunteers doing the same thing that paid people are. So consequently, you can't have volunteers who are behind the circulation desk, for example, doing the same job you're paying people for.
And that's according to who?
That's the Department of Labor.
Is that receiving federal funds, or is that receiving local taxes?
That's State Department of Labor that says you cannot have volunteers doing the same work that you're paying people with benefits.
Do they control a county library? Because you would be a county library. Do they control Department of Labor in some things doesn't control?
Right, because it's tax money.
That's a new one. I would like to research that and find out.
Okay.
So the other piece, back to you, Commissioner Plummer, that you were asking about is that 18-month period.
Right.
One thing that Debbie has been looking hard at is are we available for other funding? Once we become tax-supported, that opens up a window where we can seek some grants that right now the current library can't seek that are significant, would be significant in helping us through that transition period. And she's gone to work, and we're not going to sit here and go through all of them, but the point is that there is quite a bit of funding that opens up to a publicly funded library.
Okay. But back to that. So in that time frame, the library would reopen then?
2024 is where they are shutting their doors at the end of 2024.
Okay, so what would be the purpose of the grants for that time if the library was closed, if you're going to put a tax?
To help bridge the gap.
Yes. But if it's not open.
Yeah, they would be, so they would move over to their foundation side of things.
Right, and money would just go into an account.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
and
not give a public service.
Mm-hmm. But it would go into an account that this board would control, not the Taney Hills Library would control.
Right, but your estimate, if I recall right, this is from our last meeting, this tax would generate 1.5 to 1.8 million.
About 1.9.
1.9 million annually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the year 24, in December 24.
In December of 24.
And I'm confused a little bit. Now, you're saying they're going to close when in 24?
They're going to close at the end of 24.
This sheet you're giving us says they will permanently close
26.
December 31st, 2023.
I saw some.
Oh, it's a typo then.
Oh, okay.
It should be
24?
Yeah,
okay.
It should be 24.
Okay.
Yes.
I just one clarification.
Sorry.
No, you're okay. I just wanted to be sure.
And
January 26th.
That's not meant as a scare tactic for the voters. It's just reality in terms of the money that they've got and how much they know that the bookstore and the thrift shop generates. They get other small grants that they do qualify for, like to buy some books. You know, they might get a $2,000 grant or something like that from private entities. But in terms of government grants or state funding, that is not available until you are tax supported. And what our plan is to meld, once it passes, working with Taney Hills to work out a lease agreement where the Taney County Library would lease the library so that it continues to be able to be open until a new building can replace it.
That's why it's so important that
that's where
foundation.
I was getting with that question.
Yes,
right.
That's why it's so important that they become a foundation at that point, and then we can work with them a little bit.
And that's also why we're working with this national organization, Every Library, because they have done that around the country.
Okay. So by them being a foundation, that allows you to legally lease from them.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we run into that in other boards.
Right. And then their plan is to, when it passes and we work out this agreement, their plan is to eventually, when the new library is open, they would sell or lease that building, and that money would then come through the foundation to the new library.
You answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says $54,000 in campaign funds.
Yes. So an August ballot means that has to be paid for by the campaign. And so that's part of it. And then the rest is just to be able to get the word out, print the collateral, website management, all those social media, the things that you have to do to run a campaign.
They have been saving that money for some time, setting it aside in anticipation of getting this issue on the ballot.
They were all hands in when we said, This is we're going to make a big effort. And they said, okay, here we go.
The other thing we're looking at down the road is we've been told there's a potential of 3 new taxes going on the ballot next spring. And that would not be good timing.
Yes.
I think we were told there's potential of some going on in August.
Oh, that was one of our questions for you today, was to find out.
That's what I heard.
How many? Are you at liberty?
I can't speak.
The only one we've been in touch with is the TCED, to understand.
I think the city of Branson has a tax that they're looking at from August.
They sound pretty certain.
Okay.
Is it a retail tax? Or city?
I wouldn't speculate on it, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to them.
I would contact them.
Okay.
Not our story to tell.
And that is not one of the three we've heard about for next spring?
No, we've been talking to quite a few groups.
For next spring, okay.
Next spring, yes. The thing is, delaying putting this on the ballot also delays, if we don't, it takes a good 6 months out of the chunk of time we would have to make these future plans and meld things together, because there's no assuredness in terms of talking to either bonders or banks about money, because we're just somebody coming in looking for money that we can't guarantee that we can replace.
I'm thinking of it from a taxpayer coming in paying their tax bill, and with the way the economy is going right now, with inflation continuing to grow, and the last 2 months for Taney County, which doesn't have, we operate on sales tax, but that has been slightly down the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. And what we're told on national news, they're expecting mm-hmm. a recession. They just don't know how great. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I would counter it with the accessibility to services would be met. So what you're not able to get at home, and certainly what we know in times of hard economic crisis, whatever you want to call it, is that community aspect of caring for one another comes in. What the idea is that to build a building where people feel like they can come in and be a part of something greater than them can build cohesion in a community. We see it at churches, we see it at schools, we see it in other places. What we want is we want a place where people can feel drawn into and be able to have access to reading materials, of course, but also just learning, edification, and community. So I would counter it with, yes, there's a cost to that, absolutely. When we do it in this way, it's a shared cost, and some will pay more, and some will pay less, and some will receive more and pay less. And that's how communities are shaped and grown, and that's our hope with this.
I think a good example is OTC, because OTC passed with almost 70% approval in the Hollister District when it went through, in the middle of a recession, because it was sold to the people as something that was beneficial. There's basically a lot more people who are going to be using the library than who have students going to OTC or going to OTC, but the community saw the benefit of having OTC available to them, and it was so beneficial. Branson initially, school district, turned down putting it on the ballot. Hollister put it on the ballot, and Branson saw such a good benefit that they turned around 3 years later, I think, and put it on their ballot and passed it also by a significant margin. If you'll let us talk just a little bit about the a campaign update, we have Ladella Thomas, who's agreed to be the campaign manager. She just successfully got through over in Stone County. A tax levy for developmental disabled over there, and she ran that almost by herself. She did not have a campaign war chest of money. She had to do it on a very minimal basis and passed it by a significant margin. Also agreeing to help her are Ann McDowell and Brenda Romine, so we have three strong people who will be focusing on the campaign with the planning. We have Larry Campbell, who's going to be in charge of, I call them the foot soldiers, At this point, we have 93 people signed.